This is cassette number 9.
The people you sent to kill Sloop, they were pretty good. Very professional. But the thing with professionals is, they need to be able to work again in the future. Al Eugene was no problem. Could have been anybody out there in the middle of nowhere. But Sloop was harder. He was just home from prison, wasn't going anyplace for a spell. So it had to be done right here, which was risky. They made you agree to cover their asses by framing Carmen. Then you made them agree to help you do it by moonlighting as the kidnap team. This is ridiculous, Walker said. You knew Carmen had bought a gun, Reacher said. You told me the paperwork comes through your office, and you knew why she bought it. You knew all about Sloop and what he did to her. You knew their bedroom was a torture chamber. So she wants to hide a gun in there. Where does she put it? Three choices, really. Top shelf of her closet, in her bedside table, or in her underwear drawer. Common sense. Same for any woman in any bedroom. I know it, and your people knew it. They probably watched through the window until she went to shower. They slip some gloves on. A minute later, they're in the room. They cover Sloop with their own guns until they find Carmen's, and they shoot him with it. They're outside again 30 seconds later. A quick sprint back to where they left their car on the road, and they're gone. This house is a warren, but you know it well. You're a friend of the family. You assured them they could be in and out without being seen. You probably drew them a floor plan. Walker closed his eyes, said nothing. He looked old and pale. The candlelight wasn't helping him. But you made mistakes, Hack, Reacher said. People like you always make mistakes. The financial reports were clumsy. Lots of money, but hardly any expenditure. How likely is that? What is she, a miser, too? And the messenger thing was a bad slip. If they had been messengered, you'd have left them in the courier packet, like you did with the medical reports, to make them look even more official. Walker opened his eyes, defiant. The medical reports, he repeated. You saw them. They proved she was lying. You heard Cowan Black say it. Reacher nodded. Leaving them in the FedEx packet was neat. They looked real urgent, like they were hot off the truck. But you should have torn the label off the front. Because the thing is, FedEx charges by weight. And I weighed the packet on Alice's kitchen scales, 1 pound, 1 ounce. But the label said 2 pounds and 9 ounces. So one of two things must have happened. Either FedEx ripped off the hospital by padding the charge, or you took out about 60% of the contents and trashed them. And you know what? I vote for you checking the contents before you sent them over to us. You've been a DA for a spell. You tried a lot of cases. You know what convincing evidence looks like. So anything about the beatings went straight in the trash. All you left were the genuine accidents. But the road rash thing passed you by. So you left the collarbone in by mistake. Or maybe you felt you had to leave it in because you know she's got a healed knot clearly visible, and you figured I'd have noticed it. Walker said nothing. The lantern hissed. The broken arm, the jaw, the teeth, Reacher said. My guess is there are 5 or 6 more folders in a dumpster somewhere. Probably not behind the courthouse. Probably not in your backyard either. I guess you're smarter than that. Maybe they're in a trash can at the bus station. Some big public place. Walker said nothing. The candle flames danced. Reacher smiled. But you were mostly pretty good, he said. When I figured Carmen wasn't the shooter, you steered it straight back to a conspiracy involving Carmen. You didn't miss a beat. Even when I made the link to Eugene, you kept on track. You were very shocked. You went all gray and sweaty. Not because you were upset about Al, but because he'd been found so soon. You hadn't planned on that. But still, you thought for 10 seconds and came up with the IRS motive. But you know what? You were so busy thinking, you forgot to be scared enough. About the 2-for-3 possibility? It was a plausible threat. You should have been much more worried. Anybody else would have been. Walker said nothing. And you got Sloop out on a Sunday, Reacher said. Not easy to do. But you didn't do it for him. You did it so he could be killed on a Sunday, so Carmen could be framed on a Sunday and spend the maximum time in jail before visitors could get near her the next Saturday. to give yourself 5 clear days to work on her. Still, Walker said nothing. Lots of mistakes, Hack, Reacher said, including sending people after me. Like old Copernicus says, what were the chances they'd be good enough? Walker said nothing. Bobby was leaning forward, staring sideways across his mother, looking straight at him, catching on slowly. You sent people to kill my brother? He breathed. No, Walker said. Reacher's wrong. Bobby stared at him like he had answered yes instead. But why would you? He asked. You were friends. Then Walker looked up, straight at Reacher. Yes, why would I? What possible motive could I have? Something Benjamin Franklin once wrote, Reacher said. What the hell does that mean? You wanted to be a judge, not because you wanted to do good. That was all sanctimonious bullshit. It was because you wanted the trappings. You were born a poor boy, and you were greedy for money and power. And it was right there in front of you. But first, you had to get elected. And what sort of a thing stops a person getting elected? Walker just shrugged. Old scandals, Reacher said. Among other things, old secrets coming back at you from the past. Sloop and Al and you were a threesome way back when. Did all kinds of stuff together. You three against the world. You told me that. So there's Sloop, in prison for cheating on his taxes. He can't stand it in there, so he thinks, how do I get out of here? Not by repaying my debts. By figuring my old pal Hack is running for judge this year. Big prize, all that money and power. What's he prepared to do to get it? So he calls you up and says he could start some serious rumors about some old activities if you don't broker his way out of there. You think it over carefully. You figure Sloop wouldn't incriminate himself by talking about something you all did together, so at first you relax. Then you realize there's a large gap between the sort of facts that would convict you and the sort of rumors that would wreck your chances in the election. So you cave in. You take some of your campaign donations and arrange to pay off the IRS with it. Now, Sloop's happy. But you're not. In your mind, the cat is out of the bag. Sloop's threatened you once. What about the next time he wants something? And Al's involved because he's Sloop's lawyer, so now it's all fresh in Al's mind, too. Your chances of making Judge are suddenly vulnerable. Walker said nothing. You know what Ben Franklin once wrote? Reacher asked. What? 3 can keep a secret if 2 of them are dead. Silence in the room. No movement, no breathing, just the soft hiss of the lantern and the flickering of the tiny candle flames. What was the secret? Alice whispered. 3 boys in rural Texas, Reacher said. Growing up together, playing ball, having fun. They get a little older, they turn their attention to what their dads are doing. The guns, the rifles, the hunting. Maybe they start with the armadillos. They shouldn't, really, because they're protected by the tree huggers. But the attitude is, they're on my land, they're mine to hunt. Bobby said that to me. An arrogant attitude. A superior attitude. I mean, hey, what's an armadillo worth? But armadillos are slow and boring prey, too easy. The 3 boys are growing up. They're 3 young men now, high school seniors. They want a little more excitement. So they go looking for coyotes, maybe. Worthier opponents. They hunt at night. They use a truck. They range far and wide. And soon they find bigger game. Soon they find a real thrill. What? Mexicans, Reacher said. Poor, anonymous, no-account brown family stumbling north through the desert at night. And I mean, hey, what are they worth? Are they even human? But they make great prey. They run, and they squeal. Almost like hunting actual people. Right, Hack? Silence in the room. Maybe they started with a girl, Reacher said. Maybe they didn't mean to kill her, but they did anyway. Maybe they had to. Couple of days, they're nervous. They hold their breath. But there's no comeback. Nobody reacts. Nobody even cares. So, hey, this is suddenly fun. Then they're out often. It becomes a sport, the ultimate kill. Better than armadillos. They take that old pickup. One of them driving, two of them riding in the load bed. They hunt for hours. Bobby said Sloop invented that technique. Said he was real good at it. I expect he was. I expect they all were. They got plenty of practice. They did it 25 times in a year.
There was the Border Patrol,
Bobby said. No, it wasn't. The report wasn't a whitewash. It didn't read like one. And the inside word is it was kosher. Sergeant Rodriguez told me that. And people like Sergeant Rodriguez know things like that, believe me. The investigation got nowhere because it was looking in the wrong place. It wasn't a bunch of rogue officers. It was three local boys called Sloop Greer and Al Eugene and Hack Walker, having fun in that old pickup truck that's still parked in your barn. Boys will be boys, right? Silence in the room. The attacks were mostly in Echo County, Reacher said. That struck me as odd. Why would the Border Patrol come so far north? Truth is, they didn't. Three Echo boys went a little ways south instead. The attacks stopped in late August. Why was that? Not because the investigation scared them off. They didn't know about the investigation. It was because college opens early September. They went off to be freshmen. The next summer, it was too dangerous, or they'd grown out of it, and they didn't ever do it again. The whole thing faded into history, until 12 years later, Sloop was sitting in a cell somewhere and dragged it all up because he was so desperate to get out. Everybody was staring straight at Walker. His eyes were closed tight, and he was deathly pale. It seems so unfair, right? Reacher said to him. All that was way in the past. Maybe you weren't even a willing participant in the first place. Maybe the others dragged you into it. And now it was all coming back at you. It was a nightmare. It was going to ruin your life. It was going to take away the big prize. So you made some calls, made some decisions. Three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. Another candle died. The wick hissed and smoke plumed. No, Walker said. It wasn't like that. The lantern flickered behind him. Shadows danced on the ceiling. So what was it like? Reacher asked. I was just going to take Ellie. Just temporarily. I hired some local people to do that. I had plenty of campaign money. They watched her for a week. I went up to the jail and told Sloop, don't mess with me. But he didn't care. He said, go ahead and take Ellie. He didn't want her. He was all conflicted. He married Carmen to punish himself for what we did, I think. That's why he hit her all the time. She was a permanent reminder. He thought she could read it in him, see it in his eyes like voodoo. Ellie, too, he thought she could see it in him, so taking her wasn't a threat to Sloop. So then you hired some more people. Walker nodded. They took over and got rid of the watchers for me. And then they got rid of Al and Sloop.
It was a long time ago, Reacher. He shouldn't have brought it up. We were kids at the time. We all agreed we would never even mention it again. We promised each other never, ever. It was the unmentionable thing. Like it had never happened. Like it was just a bad dream a year long.
There was silence. You were driving the truck tonight, Reacher said. Walker nodded again slowly.
You too? And it would have been over. I knew you knew, you see. I mean, why else would you steal the files and lead us out into the desert? So I drove the truck. Why not? I'd driven out there at night before many times.
Then he went quiet, swallowed hard twice, closed his eyes.
But I got scared. I got sick. I couldn't go through with it, not again. I'm not that person anymore. I changed.
Silence in the room. Where's Ellie? Reacher asked. Walker shrugged and shook his head. Reacher fished in his pocket and came out with a chromium star. Is this thing legal? He asked. Walker opened his eyes, nodded.
Technically, I guess.
So I'm going to arrest you, Walker shook his head vaguely.
No. Please.
Are you armed? Reacher asked him. Walker nodded.
Pistol in my pocket.